Empty Cradles by Margaret Humphreys, narrated by Emily Watson. Prologue. Perth, 1988. Opening the door, a woman asked me, "Are you the lady from England?" "Yes, I think so," I smiled. "You must be with that pale complexion, so what's the weather like in the old country?" "The old country?" I asked. "Much colder than here," she said. "Oh, it was cold when I left." "And when was that?" I asked. "November 1950, we had gloves and scarves." "We? How many were you?" "Oh, there were about 60 of us on the boat. We were collected from all over England. There were kids from Scotland and Ireland too. It was very hot when we arrived here, a bit like today. Outside, it was already 40 plus. You better keep out of the sun," she said. "My God, we burnt. Our arms were burnt raw within days." I arranged a settee and two armchairs in the sitting room and began explaining why I was in Perth. "I've come to talk with people who were child migrants, people who arrived in Australia without their parents." "You mean you've come all this way to see us?" the woman asked. "Yes, I've come to see you." I could see the physical relief on her face. She asked, "Can I hold your hand?" I was taken aback, but sat down beside her on the settee. She took my hand. "Where do you want to start?" I asked. "Do you think I've got any family? Cousins? Anybody? I'm not fussy. Anybody? They told me that my parents were dead. Do you think that's true?" "I don't know, but I can find out. I'll need your help." "How can I possibly help you? I don't know anything about myself. Until I married, I didn't even have a birth certificate. I felt ashamed." The tears began flowing down her face. We sat there for a long time, until I had to go out and get tissues because her skirt was becoming soaked with the tears. She kept saying to me, "I'm sorry, I can't stop. I'm sorry, I'm sorry." The flood of tears washed away any thoughts that the interviews could be given a specific time limit. Even the most basic questions were charged with such emotion. "What did we do wrong?" she asked. "Can you find out why they sent me? What did I do wrong?" "You did nothing wrong." She looked at me as if I was being kind to her. "Do you know how old you were when you came to Australia?"
8.
"What could an 8-year-old possibly have done that was so bad?" She smiled a little and squeezed my hand. "Do you mind if I ask you some questions?"
Sample complete. Ready to continue?